Grace, mercy, and peace be with you this evening from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our lives are full of traditions, aren't they? As families, we have traditions. As a country, we have traditions. And yes, even as a church, we have traditions. And one of those church traditions is the annual hearing of the story of the 10 lepers during the Thanksgiving holiday. And because we've heard it so often, I'm going to make the assumption, and yes, I'm well aware we all know what happens when we assume something, that if I asked you to tell the story, you'd probably have no problem retelling it in your own words. So, as you start to ponder the story again in your minds, let me ask you a question tonight. Of the 10 lepers, which one would you consider yourself to be? Again, I'm going to make the assumption that you're probably thinking to yourself, I'm that one leper. I'm the one giving thanks. After all, I've made it a priority to come to church on Thanksgiving Eve. And like those other traditions I mentioned earlier, we'll be gathering tomorrow, won't we? And we're going to offer a prayer before enjoying the bounty that God has given to us. By all accounts, we seem to be in that same company with the Samaritan leper. That is, until we hear what Jesus had to say about the Samaritan leper and what truly set him apart from the rest. Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? It's one thing to be grateful when you're hungry and you're sitting at the table and the food is before you. It's another thing to return thanks, to express gratitude when your belly is full and your needs are met. To return thanks when you're full is what God commanded the Israelites to do. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Unfortunately, returning thanks after meals is a practice that is falling into disuse, if not abandoned altogether. With our busy lives, not only has the one-time honored tradition of gathering together at the supper table becoming a thing of the past, how many families today find themselves in a situation of eating on the run? Grab your food and go, and maybe offer a blessing before eating, but not offering God a return thanks afterward. Sadly, however, this new tradition doesn't stop at mealtime. Everything you have, and no, not just the food that you put in your mouth, is a gift from God. And when I say everything, I mean just that, everything. Maybe we all need to look once again at the meaning of the fourth petition. Give us this day our daily bread. God God certainly gives us that and so much more. We are full and satisfied because our God has blessed us beyond measure. We are full of God's gifts and blessings, but are we thankful? Full of thanksgiving to our gracious God. I think the truth is that we are more often like the 9 lepers than the 1. We receive and run, we grab and go, rather than coming back to God with returning thanks on our lips. So why? Why do we continue to treat God like this? Well, it's because of sin. For those 10 men, the disease of leprosy manifested itself in sores over their bodies and often resulted in baldness. The disease of sin, which permeates our bodies, manifests itself in our ingratitude, our complaining, and our lack of contentment. So what do we do to cure ourselves? Well, just like leprosy, there is no medication that we can take to cure ourselves from sin. But there is someone who can and did. See, don't take Jesus for a fool. When he encountered the lepers, he already knew the outcome. He knew which of the 10 would return to give thanks. But do you notice that that didn't stop Jesus from curing all of them? And that's exactly the same thing he did for you and me when it comes to our sins. Even though we often forget to give God the proper thanks he deserves, both before and after, that didn't and that doesn't stop the love he has for us. Love so deep for us, in fact, that he sent his Son to save us from our sins. And through the life, through the death, and through the resurrection of Jesus, we have been cured. And just like the lepers who were able to return to their families after being pronounced clean by the priests, so are you and I. We're cured of our disease, and we are no longer separated from God. On this Thanksgiving Eve, as we gather together in our Lord's house for the purpose of giving him thanks, he is still all about giving and forgiving, cleansing and healing us. For that is who he is and what he does. Therefore, let's take heart. And let's put into actions the words the Holy Spirit inspired Paul to write in his letter to the Thessalonians. Give thanks in all circumstances. All circumstances. When you're hungry and when you're full. When you're in need and when you're satisfied, giving thanks before, during, and after we receive the Lord's gifts of both body and soul. Thus, with thankful hearts, we return thanks to the Lord. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Amen. As we held this evening to enjoy the bounty that our Lord has given to us.